In 1991, Shabbos Parshas Bei, Tavshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe spoke almost every Shabbos about the events going on in the Persian Gulf. On Shabbos Parshas Bei, he spoke about Zevach LaHashem BeBatzra, and that week, the coalition forces attacked the Republican Guard, which was based in Batzra. They were fighting major battles. The Rebbe spoke then about success for the American forces, for the forces fighting for good, how they should be successful in their battle against Bavel, which is the nemesis of Yerushalayim. However, the Rebbe on Motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos, the Rebbe asked that what he spoke about the events in the Persian Gulf should not be publicized. And he expressed himself to one of his secretaries. He said, "Eitz Chazein Lemeid, there will yet come a time for this vision, for this prophecy." It's interesting that in Habakkuk, on the pasuk Eitz Chazein Lemeid, Rashi and the other Mefarshim explain what means Eitz Chazein Lemeid, there will yet come a time for this prophecy. They explain that there will yet come a time when there will arise a Navi and he will prophesize the Geula, the Geula HaAsida, the Geula through Mashiach, from the exile of Babel. Also in connection with the time frame of the war now being after 12 years, and there are some that ask, how can you relate these two events of 1991 and what's happening now? So it's interesting that in the letter of Chav Hei Adir of Tavshin Nun Aleph, where the Rebbe compares the events, then the victory over Iraq, to the events which happened Purim, the Rebbe brings out there that Purim, the miracle of Purim, was Melubish B'teva. It was cloaked in garments of nature. Each incident on Purim was seemingly a natural event. There was nothing miraculous about each separate event. That Ahasuerus made a party, that he got rid of Vashti, that he was looking for another wife. All of these incidents, when you look at them separately, they are natural. But when you look at the sequence, when you look at the general picture, when you look at the forest rather than on the trees, that's when you see the miracles. And the Rebbe adds in that letter that the events which took place then took 12 years. So the fact that now also these events are coming out now after 12 years, and as the Rebbe compares then the events then to what happened by Purim, it's not too far-fetched to look at what he said then and how it compares to what happened now. The Rebbe said then that the connection to what's happening in these days is that Bavel wanted to mess around with Yerushalayim, but they did not succeed. And what happened was that the palaces of Saddam, they were taken over, they were destroyed, and the palace is like a capital in a capital. There's a capital of a country, then there's the palace which is in the capital, and that is something which is much more significant. As far as Babel is concerned, the Rebbe said, although Sancheriv came and he rearranged the world, the Gemara tells us, but nevertheless, the area of Babel remained intact. Sancheriv did not mix up the countries. He mixed up its citizens. He took citizens from one land to another. But as far as the boundaries, as far as the area of a country, Babel remained, and what is now Iraq, that is Babel. And we've seen in the most recent time, when they wanted to harm the Jews, chas v'sholem, may a danger not arise a second time, as the Lashon HaPasuk. And the beginning of conquering them was the destruction of the palaces, the presidential palaces. And this was Mevatel, this eliminated his whole power. his command ability was taken away, being that he's not in his palace, he cannot control and command his people, his army. His communications with the rest of the country were eliminated because all communication systems were destroyed. And in addition to this, he himself is not settled down. He's running around from one place to another. And even in the place where he is there in a very shaky way. He can't settle down in one place for too long. He's doing this without any option. He's not doing this willfully, but because he has no option, being that he knows that his whole existence, as it is very shaky, it's not good for him. And on the contrary, his whole being, he can only exist because he's running around, him and his family. He has to send away his family from one place to another, to a far place. And this does not need any proof. This is something which is seen in actuality. What do we take out from this, the Rebbe said? That there is no basis to be concerned, there's no basis to be afraid, but there is, of course, when security people, when military people say that you have to take certain precautions, you have to go through the motions, because it has to be bederech hateva, it has to be in a natural process. But actually there is no basis for it to be afraid, being that the presidential palaces were destroyed, that means that Bava was destroyed. All of there were things that they were trying to hide. They were giving misinformation. They were trying to hide whatever was destroyed there. They were trying to say that nothing happened, nothing was destroyed. But this was nevertheless publicized, as is seen by those people that came there. And there were several Jews that the news about this reached them. And they are publicizing this. They were instrumental in bringing this to the whole world. The main thing here is, though, that we have to learn a hira, we have to learn a lesson in Avedas Hashem. What does this do? What does this teach us in the service of Hashem? First of all, we have to know that it already has begun the prophecy about Batzra. We find prophecies about Batzra that will be a harbinger, that will be a preparation for the Geula, the destruction of Batzra. The conquest and the victory should be a complete one.
Whatever called a prophecy about Batzra?
Yes. And it should be a Nitzach and Shalom, it should be a complete victory and a true victory, which means that there should be the Geula Hamitis Vashleima. How will it become complete, the victory, with the true and complete Geula? Especially when the capital was already destroyed and the palaces, which is the capital of the capital, we have the destruction of the presidential palaces. And what is so unique here is that this is the destruction of specifically of the palaces and in Bavel itself, in Batzra, as it is written in the Divrei Hayomim, in the history of the nations of the world. And this information reaches every Jew in order that he should take a lesson in Avedas Hashem. What is the lesson in Avedas Hashem? There has to be a Hisafe, we have to have additional Betachem in Hashem, additional trust in God, also in the darkness of the Golos. The betachon that a Jew has to have, the trust that a Jew has to have in God, is in connection with Atzein HaKdesha, about Eretz Yisrael, about what the Pasuk says, Ein Hashem Elokecha b'mereishis hashana v'achri shana. Hashem especially guards Eretz Yisrael. His eyes are on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. And from this a person has to learn in every place and in every time, also in the time of Golos, and in the darkness of the Golos, also in a multiplied darkness, as it says in Parsha Bei, that while Jews were still in Mitzrayim, while Jews were still in Golos, the Pasuk says, L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yayeba meshvesam, that while by the Mitzrayim, by the Egyptians, it was dark, they had the plague of darkness, by the Jews, there was light in all their homes. Which means, in Eretz Geshem, where the Jews were, and similarly, now also, we have to have bitachon, that while we're still in Golos and in Cheshech HaGolos, but nevertheless, right before the Geula, by us, by the Jews, there's going to be L'chol B'nei Yisrael HaYair B'Meshvesen. We have to have bitachon that there will be light, it will be illuminated in all their Jewish homes, there will be light, even while we're still in Golos. There should not be any daigis, any concerns, without wars and without difficulties. And all concerns that there were already, they should all be transformed to the good and to meritorious things. The main thing is that Yerushalayim did not become rebuilt only after the destruction of Tzur, as Rashi says in Teildes of Hei Chof Gimel. And similarly is also in connection with Babel, that Yerushalayim will become complete after the destruction of Babel. This will be neshamis, bishlemis, vigufim bishlemis, souls complete in bodies which are complete. Neshamis bigufim, beli kol hefsek bintayim, souls in bodies without any interruption. Meshuvah Adin will be together with the Jewish people, as the Gemara says, before the Geula, and they will help in the Geula of all Bnei Yisrael from the Golos. And that Fabrengen, the Rebbe said that it is customary to conclude the Fabrengen with Inyonim in Maisa Bepeil, things which, with actual resolutions, what should be done. One of the things of Maisa Bepeil, actual resolutions, is to make good resolutions in connection with Yud Shvat, which was coming up in the following week. This also includes, the Rebbe said, resolutions to destroy Batzra. If anything was left of Batzra, this should also be destroyed. And they should add in the good resolutions of finishing off Batzra, especially that this already has come down, not only in a spiritual sense, but it came down in the physical, in the physical realm of this physical world. So this is something which is practical, as it is explained by the commentaries about the Nevi'im, that when a Navi said something, this had to be brought down in a physical act in order that this should be grasped and it should remain in this physical world. The fact that this comes down in the physical realm, in a practical sense, this also helps out that in Aveda Ruchnis, in the spiritual realm, this should become completed. All those, the Rebbe said, that sent in Mashke for in connection with a special event should come up to the Rebbe to take that Mashke. And this also will hasten the Aliyah, the coming up of every single Jew out of Golos to the Geulah.